Canada and Indonesia.
Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in collaboration with the Indonesian Ulama Council and the National Amil Zakat Agency, has initiated the launch of a humanitarian aid campaign for Palestine called Indonesia for Palestine, with a target of $200 million. During the launch on Wednesday, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Anies Mata stated that the funds will be used for humanitarian assistance and reconstruction of Gaza.
Untuk memulai satu gerakan solidaritas untuk Palestina, dan ini adalah hasil dialog kita dalam 3 bulan terakhir ini bersama semua NGO yang ada di sini.
We have all gathered today to begin a solidarity movement for Palestine. This is the result of our discussions over the past 3 months with all the NGOs present here. And we are starting a more coordinated solidarity movement to channel aid to Palestine. We are starting with an initial target of $200 million. According to Anies Mata, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will use various diplomatic channels to support humanitarian diplomacy and ensure aid reaches Gaza, which remains under Israeli blockade. Indonesia's Minister of Health, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, emphasized that health should become a collective movement that involves all segments of society. The minister made this statement during a webinar on the Free Health Check campaign in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Kesehatan itu adalah nggak bisa dilakukan.
Health cannot be done alone. It must be a collective effort. It cannot be just a program. It must be a movement. We need to use all Indonesia's social capital to make our people healthy. It's not just about treating the sick. A healthy population will ensure our average income reaches 18 million rupiahs. If we reach that, we will become a developed nation, and President's vision for a golden Indonesia will come true.
Mimpi Bapak Presiden untuk Indonesia emas itu terjadi.
Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin also emphasized the role of mothers in promoting health through the Free Health Check program. The program aims to prevent chronic diseases and supports the goal of achieving Golden Indonesia by 2045. Next up, we present you the commentary titled Optimizing Gold Potential for the National Economy with Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on optimizing gold potential for the national economy. The record global gold demand of almost 5,000 tons last year shows the rapid development of the world gold market. Indonesia, as the 7th largest gold producer in the world, has great potential to optimize the gold industry. However, gold trade in Indonesia is still far from that. Despite exporting gold bars worth 5 billion rupiahs, Indonesia still imports 2 billion rupiah worth of gold bars. The launch of the Bullion Bank by President Prabowo Subianto on February the 26th is a strategic step to manage gold in the national financial system. Bullion banks are financial institutions that play a role in trading, storing and financing gold and other precious metals. With the existence of bullion banks, Indonesia is expected to reduce dependence on gold imports and create a more efficient gold ecosystem. Gold, which has proven to be a superior investment instrument, can be utilized more widely, whether for investment, savings, or financial instruments. The existence of bullion banks also brings direct benefits to the community. This program facilitates access to gold savings and deposits and opens up more stable investment options. In addition, this service also provides opportunities for people who have not been reached by banking. With clear regulations and support from the Financial Services Authority, the potential of the bullion banks can make a significant contribution to Indonesia's economic growth and strengthening the domestic gold sector. This step paves the way for optimal utilization of gold resources for the nation's economic welfare. That was commentary
And that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia.
That is Dewi Sandra with Kuyor. I admit it. Apparently, fun fact about this song itself, not a song exclusively by Dewi Sandra, but also some other songs that has the word kuakui, or I admit it. Indonesians misheard it as not kuakui, or in real called I admit it, but instead it's more like kuakui, which is complete gibberish in Indonesian, and a lot of Indonesian songs uses this word, and so many people say that while it's gibberish, and even some person make an not anthology, a mix of those words being used in Indonesian songs, which is completely funny despite being meaningless. But Indonesia just got a very meaningful win in the cheerleading Japan Open Championship 2025, which was held in Yokohama on February 23rd until 24th. And in here, listener, 93 Indonesian cheerleader athletes competed with top cheerleading teams from various countries like Japan, South Korea, and several other countries. An Indonesian team won second place in the elementary school lower grade cheerleading and junior one cheerleading categories. And Indonesia also won third place in the junior two cheerleading category. And meanwhile, for the cheerleading doubles category, Indonesian team won the fourth and sixth place. In the meantime, the host, which is Japan, won the first place in elementary school junior 1 and 2 category. And according to Indonesian ambassador to Japan, Heri Ahmadi, of still appreciate the Indonesian cheerleading team who is not only joining but also making some wins in the Cheerleading Japan Open Championship. And this is a concrete proof that Indonesian children have worked hard to make Indonesia proud. Wow. That kind of spirit never flicker, listener, in the heart of so many Indonesians. Just like the next song, Sandy Santoro with Tak Pernah Padam or Never Flicker.
Senyumanmu masih jelas terdengar hadir selalu, seakan tak mau hilang dari
collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Thank you. BLI listeners, Bali is famous for being one of the favorite tourist destinations in Indonesia. Bali tourist destinations are always interesting and never end. The destination that is currently popular and you must visit is Tanah Barak Beach. This beach is one of Bali's hidden gems which has just opened. Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Tanah Barak Beach, which is located in Kutuh Village, Badung, Bali. The distance is around 40 minutes from Denpasar City Center or 30 minutes from Ngurah Rai Airport if you use a motorcycle. Access to this beach is quite unique because the road is made by cutting through the limestone cliffs. When passing this road, you can stop for a moment and pause in the middle of the quiet road with a beautiful limestone cliff in the background, which is certainly super aesthetic. To visit and enjoy Tanah Barak Beach, you only need to pay an entrance ticket of 8,000 rupiah or less than $1. From the parking lot to the beach, you have to walk. During the trip to the beach, you can enjoy the beauty of Tanah Barak. This beach has soft white sand and clear blue sea water. This beauty is also combined with the high limestone hills that surround the beach. Listeners, there are several tourist activities that you can do while you are at Tanah Barak Beach. You can swim to enjoy the fresh water of Barak Beach, but you have to be careful and not swim too far. Here you can sunbathe or play on the soft sand. You can also snorkel here, seeing the underwater beauty of the beach. Don't go home before watching the beauty of the sunset. The sunset view on this beach is really beautiful. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, if we talk about electric vehicle, what comes in your mind? People say it's gonna make the world greener, but some people doubt it, and they say that we need to do something to make sure that the EV, not only the car, but also the whole ecosystem for EV stays really, really clean. And therefore, what can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, the Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, has told us.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look in the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment, Indonesia still have a 64% of the power generation is coal fired. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries, then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
The complete conversation about electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, the Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu, namun kau tampak baik saja.
You step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. dispose of your trash properly, and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Yang tak ku bidik, yang tak ku cari, duga benih patah hati lagi. Tahu begini jika bisa memilih tak bertemu pasti itu yang ku pilih. Jika bisa ku hindari dari itu yang ku pilih. Ingin bawanya ke tempat-tempat indah, tipikal bisa ingin tahu pikirnya. Entah ini ingin, entah ini sayang, si hati rapuh tanpa wahana. Oh lagi-lagi katakan dari video sendu, itu yang ku pilih. Kata puasa mengenali hati, tak sama ku pilih. Alam dan seluruh energinya, apa dalam ciptanya arahku. Bila bukan untuk aku, hindariku dari patah hati itu.
Dolo Swift, interaksi, and after this, listener, you'll be listening a little bit guide how to speak in Indonesian and might speak bahasa Indonesia. And this time, it will be about heading to Tanjung Puting and how you express I always wake up early in Indonesian language. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Mariba Bahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and the government agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Menuju Tanjung Puting. Menuju Tanjung Puting, which means heading to Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi, which means I always wake up early. This conversation took place between Chris, a blogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at a hotel in Pangkalan Bun Central, Kalimantan. Chris informs Naomi about his habits. Let's listen to their conversation.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa. Saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
After
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Saya. Saya, which means I. Selalu. Selalu, which means always. Bangun. Bangun, which means wake up. Berangkat. Berangkat, which means to go. Pagi-pagi. Pagi-pagi, which means early in the morning. Melihat. Melihat, which means to see. Orangutan. Orangutan, which means orangutan. Tidak apa-apa. Tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. Kalau begitu. Kalau begitu, which means if so. Mari. Mari, which means come on. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. In this sentence, there is an expression, selalu. Selalu, which means always. The word selalu, selalu, describes the activities that becomes a habit. In this statement, Chris' habitual activity is bangun pagi. Bangun pagi, which means waking up early. Now, let's listen to another example in using the adverbial word. Selalu. Selalu, which means always, to describe an activity that has become a habit. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8. Which means I always have breakfast before 8 a.m. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun. Which means Chris always rides his motorbike everywhere. To give the information regarding time, there are several expressions commonly used by Indonesians, such as dini hari, which means at dawn time, pagi pagi, which means early in the morning, siang bolong, which means midday or noonday, and larut malam, which means late at night. Such expression gives a nuance of meaning sangat, sangat, which means very. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa. Saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terima kasih.
You are still staying tuned at Air Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia. I wish that today's everything that we present to you will be very, very much enjoyable. Just like the next one, we got to cut off that song with another one that is more, quote unquote, Indonesian. Because this one came from a region from Indonesia, but you will listen to it in the music corner.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Thank you very much for people joining Ellen Wasabi's Voice of Indonesia. We've presented to you a lot of things, but we're still available on vionews.id, RRI Digital, and also the frequencies 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz. Got anything to say? Please send your questions or even comments to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. And then our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, voi_official. Once again, I would like to say I'm Steve, and the crew of today's English program is saying thank you very much for joining us. So make sure to stay tuned on Edit Our Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz. Atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
From Indonesia to the world.
Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Selamat bergabung di program siaran berbahasa Indonesia. Saya Agus Santika akan menemani Anda dengan informasi terkini, musik yang asik, dan obrolan yang seru pastinya. Kita awali kebersamaan kita hari ini dengan menyimak terlebih dahulu warta berita bersama rekan saya, Sumarno.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Presiden Prabowo resmikan layanan Bank Emas Pertama Indonesia. Momentum kebangkitan produksi emas dalam negeri. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Presiden Prabowo Subianto meresmikan layanan Bank Emas atau Balayan Bank pertama dalam sejarah Indonesia. Bank Emas ini dikelola oleh PT Pegadaian atau Persero dan Bank Syariah Indonesia. Dalam peresmian layanan Bank Emas di Jakarta, Presiden Prabowo mengatakan keberadaan Bank Emas ini akan mendorong pertumbuhan ekonomi nasional. Salah satunya meningkatkan produk domestik bruto atau PDB sebesar Rp245 triliun dan membuka 1,8 juta lapangan pekerjaan untuk masyarakat.
Kita harapkan bahwa ini akan meningkatkan produksi domestik bruto kita, ya, kalau tidak salah bisa menambah 245 triliun, kemudian akan membuka lapangan kerja 1,8 juta baru.
Presiden Prabowo mengungkapkan pengelolaan emas dari hulu ke hilir akan lebih optimal dilakukan di dalam negeri. Selain itu, menurut Presiden, layanan bank emas juga akan menghemat devisa negara dan dapat menjadi instrumen pengendalian stabilitas moneter melalui likuiditas emas. Berita selanjutnya, Kementerian Luar Negeri Republik Indonesia bersama Majelis Ulama Indonesia atau MUI dan Badan Amil Zakat Nasional atau Basnas menginisiasi peluncuran kampanye penggalangan bantuan kemanusiaan untuk Palestina dengan target $200 juta Amerika Serikat atau sekitar 3,27 triliun rupiah. Dalam acara peluncuran kampanye bersama penggalangan bantuan kemanusiaan bagi Gaza, Indonesia untuk Palestina yang digelar di Jakarta, Wakil Menteri Luar Negeri Anies Mata menyampaikan, dana tersebut nantinya akan digunakan untuk bantuan kemanusiaan dan juga rekonstruksi di Gaza.
Pada siang hari ini, untuk memulai satu gerakan solidaritas untuk Palestina, dan ini adalah hasil dialog kita dalam 3 bulan terakhir ini bersama semua NGO yang hadir di sini untuk memulai satu gerakan solidaritas tapi yang terkoordinir secara lebih baik supaya kita bisa menyalurkan bantuan ke Palestina.
Wakil Menteri Luar Negeri Anies Mata menjelaskan, salah satu peran Kementerian Luar Negeri adalah mendukung dan memfasilitasi gerakan yang ia sebut sebagai diplomasi kemanusiaan. Selain itu, ia menegaskan, Kemlu akan memanfaatkan berbagai jalur diplomasi untuk memastikan bantuan dapat tersalurkan ke Gaza, yang hingga kini masih berada dalam blokade Israel. Berita terakhir. Peluncuran Badan Pengelola Investasi Daya Anagata Nusantara BPI Danantara dan Bank Emas pertama di Indonesia oleh Presiden Prabowo Subianto pada Februari ini menjadi momentum penting dalam upaya mengoptimalkan produksi emas dalam negeri. Demikian diungkapkan anggota Komisi 6 DPR RI, Kawendra Lukistian, menyoroti potensi besar Indonesia sebagai negara dengan cadangan emas terbesar ke-6 di dunia. Namun hasil produksi emas batangan yang masih rendah, yaitu sekitar 78 ton dan berada di urutan 100 besar dunia. Kawendra menyebut produksi emas batangan dan optimalisasi emas batangan Indonesia belum optimal, yakni baru sekitar 78 ton dan Indonesia saat ini menempatin urutan 40-an untuk produksi emas batangan.